The efforts to legalize recreational marijuana went through committee hearings, public debates, campaign speeches, and finally legislation in the State House. The result? Nothing. Now proponents of legal marijuana in New Jersey announce that the path to be taken next will be a ballot question, thereby letting the people make the final decision. Is this a plus or a minus for the cause? Here to discuss this is the Deputy Director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML, Paul Armentano. How are you today, Paul?
I'm fine. It's good to speak with you.
Likewise, NORML.org, NORML.org. Learn more about this issue in New Jersey as well as in other states if you're listening on the stream. So as I posed in the introduction, Paul, from this going from legislation to with specifics to a more general, at least at this point in time, ballot question, is this a plus or a minus?
Well, this is a disappointing development, but it's hardly an unexpected one. Historically, politicians have shown little appetite for tackling marijuana policy reform. But by contrast, voters, when given the opportunity, have consistently chosen to legalize and regulate the adult use of marijuana as an option to criminalization. So this is kicking the can down the road, but ultimately I think we're going to still end up in an environment in New Jersey in the not-so-distant future where the adult use of cannabis is legal and regulated and taxed.
As far as the legal marijuana scoreboard is concerned, we have 11 states to legalize marijuana for, as they say, recreational use. And it was through a ballot question, except in two of those states, Vermont, surprisingly enough, and Illinois. So it seems like
that is correct.
That's been the at least the fast track to get, I guess you'd call, a piece of the pie on the table.
Well, no doubt the voters are well ahead of the politicians when it comes to this issue. We know that nationwide, 2 out of 3 Americans believe that cannabis ought to be legal. And we know in New Jersey that more than 6 out of 10 voters support legalization, and 8 out of 10 voters say that marijuana ought to be sold at retail in licensed stores. So again, when voters are given the option to decide this issue, they generally decide in favor of legalization. We are confident that it's going to be no different in New Jersey. Again, it's simply unfortunate that there's going to be 35,000 plus arrests for marijuana possession in the Garden State over the next year while politicians needlessly delay this issue.
Because we can, I think, safely assume that the ballot question is not going to include the issue of decriminalization and expunging arrest records.
Well, right now, what we see is the proposed constitutional amendment is simply a framework. It's simply a sort of gauging the will of the people and whether they want to go down this road toward legalization. The details of legalization would still need to be worked out by regulators even after this vote, and no doubt that process is going to continue to take even more time. Unfortunately, in the interim, we know that there's going to be tens of thousands of minor marijuana possession arrests in New Jersey. New Jersey is one of the leading states in America for marijuana possession arrests, with more than 35,000 arrests every year. And in terms of per capita marijuana possession arrests, it's second in the country. So again, while politicians delay this issue, we're going to see serious societal impacts.
There is, I guess, one financial plus you could say with the ballot question versus the legislation. The legislation had a marijuana tax anywhere between 10 to 25%. I think at one point it was a $42 per ounce flat rate. The ballot question is just putting on a straight 6.625 sales tax, as you would with any piece of retail merchandise.
That's very true. In fact, one of the sticking points on this issue legislatively was trying to determine what the ideal tax rate would be, and politicians never came to a consensus regarding answering that question. It's certainly possible that voters will find this lower flat tax to be all the more appealing. Certainly, when we talk about the advantages of a regulated market system over an unregulated underground illicit market. We want to encourage consumers to utilize the regulated market and discourage them from patronizing the underground market. Certainly one of the ways we do that is by keeping the taxes on the regulated market low enough that that market can compete with the illicit market.
Starting with Paul Armentano, who is the Deputy Director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML, NORML.org is the website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And certainly as a parallel, Paul, what we've seen with the health concerns with vaping, the belief is it's the clandestine, counterfeit, black market vaping pieces of equipment and chemicals that's making the injuries, not the legitimate business.
Exactly. We see a perfect example of why regulation works and is effective with regard to the vaping crisis. Over 99% of these incidences have been linked to the illicit market, not the products that are available on the legally regulated market. That's no different than any other commercial market, whether we're talking about knockoff handbags that might be sold on 42nd Street versus the real thing, or whether we're talking about the cannabis market. This is not to say that marijuana is innocuous or that marijuana is without harm, but we recognize that any potential risks associated with cannabis are best mitigated through regulation and education, and those risks are only exacerbated by criminal prohibition.
And if anyone is unsure about that philosophy you just stated here, then I guess no one's ever gone into a liquor store.
Indeed. We know, once again, that liquor and alcohol causes harm. But the alternative, returning to criminal prohibition of booze and alcohol, is simply worse.
It is an issue that has its debate, but now the debate is falling before the people. It would be a vote in November of 2020. If it passes the ballot question, as both polls and surveys say it will, it would take effect January 1st, but it would have to go through the Cannabis Regulatory Commission. There'd be a structure set up. So even after the ballot question, if it would pass, you'd still have to expect between 12 to 18 months before legal marijuana, recreational marijuana dispensaries would have actually opened in some way, shape, or form. We think back to legal gambling and off-track betting. We know what a quicksand pit that was in the slow pace that all developed to an eventual success, but eventual, not a quick one. So it has to be kept in mind as well. Learn more about this issue. You can visit the website for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, NORML, NORML.org. We've been talking with their Deputy Director, Paul Armentano. Thank you so much for being here today, Paul.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you.